Musaf on the first day of Pesach, we said Tfilas Tal. And we stopped saying Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshen. If you're Ashkenaz, you don't say anything. And if you're Svar, you say Morid HaTal. So why don't we say it in the summer? Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's all dry. It doesn't rain the whole summer. It's not the rainy season, and therefore we stop saying it. So there's a Truvis Harash, and the Torah quotes it that he lived in Germany and he moved to Spain, and he said in Spain it's rainy season all year round, like in America. There is no not rainy season. So therefore he thought that we should be saying Mashuv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem all year round. Why do we stop saying it? In Eretz Yisrael it makes sense. But in Spain, why it should go by that if your country needs rain, so you should be saying Mashuv HaRuach, you should be saying Talamata Gavracha. So, because that's also we stop saying. Everyone agrees we start saying instead. We stop saying V'sein Talamata and we say V'sein Bracha. So in Eretz Yisrael makes sense, but the rush toward in Germany, Spain, it didn't make sense. Or even though it was a strong argument, it wasn't accepted. So that's the Dominic. Dominic is we don't say it. We don't say V'sein Talamata and we don't say Mashuv HaRuach HaGeshem. At best, you say Morid HaTam. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he thought the rush made a lot of sense, and therefore, but he didn't want, he wasn't going against the Minhag Yisrael, so therefore, what he used to do in his Shema Koleinu, in the Baruch Koleinu, he went, was saying Bracha. But in, since Talacha is, if you forgot, was saying Talamata in Baruch Koleinu, and you said it in Shema Koleinu, Yotze, so he just used to say it in Shema Koleinu, all year round. He was Choshesh for Shitas Harash. And as, why didn't he say it in Baruch Hu? Because the Gemara in the end of the first Perek HaTaina seems to say, I think it was Anshei Ninveh, where they needed rain, and it was the whole seaboard, the whole town needed rain, but the Gemara basically says, if you live in Chutzar, it's like Yechidim. So, but in seaboard, we put it in Baruch Hu, but a Yachid can ask for it in Shema Koleinu. So it's okay to ask for it if you have personal rain. So it's okay, you can ask for the same Talo Matar in Shema Koleinu. So that was the practice of Rav Chaim. So Rav Soloveitchik was bothered, and he wasn't sure the answer. He never asked Rav Chaim, what did he do? The Gemara seems to say in Tainis that we know we say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGeshem. So that we start earlier. That we start saying on Shemini Atzeres. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we don't start saying V'sein Talamata Zayim Ar Cheshvan. And in other places, December 4th, 60 days after that, which is also a question. Why should we go with that today? But either way, so they point out that Mashiv HaRuach HaGeshem is, because that's just the general praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, in other words, it makes sense. You could start saying that. And then when you start asking for rain, you could ask for an Zayim Ar Cheshvan later. But it seems it doesn't make sense that you would say V'sein Talamata and not say Mashiv HaRuach. So that's the thing that bothered Rav Soloveitchik. How did his grandfather say V'sein Talamata in Shema Koleinu without saying Mashiv HaRuach? So he doesn't know. So perhaps, which I was thinking, and he said as well, maybe Rav Chaim said Morid HaTal in the summer. Why? Because he wanted to keep Nusach Svar? No. Since we passed him, you say Morid HaTal instead of Mashiv HaRuach, Morid HaTal, you're Yossi, you don't have to go back, so it's a good practice anyway. So therefore, but he said Morid HaTal, because in order to be able to say Shema Koleinu, in order to say V'sein Talamata, he had to say Morid HaTal, not because he was following the Nusach Svar. Or perhaps someone suggests that maybe he disagreed with that premise. Maybe you could say Mashiv HaRuach, maybe you can say V'sein Talamata without Mashiv HaRuach. What did we say? We just said Mashiv HaRuach is a praise and Talamata is asking, usually you could have praising without asking. But if you're asking, you should be praising. Also, so some want to point out, based on the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish seems to say that when it came to Mashiach Baruch, that's a din in Eretz Yisrael. So that we're praising God, the Gvura, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So that depends on Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach Baruch Meragasha. So therefore you can't say it, because it depends on Eretz Yisrael. However, V'sein Ta'o Matzah, that depends on where you are. So we don't, so to put it in the Baruch Ha'ino, that it has to, that you have to have a din of a tzibur. But for Yachid, if they want to say V'sein Ta'o Matzah, so if you need rain in your spot, like someone for Parnassa needs rain, so then that goes into Baruch Ha'ino, that goes into Shema Ha'ino. So for that, perhaps you don't need to say Mashiach Baruch. So that's the Yisro. Rav Chaim went with the Tshuva Tzarash. He thought the saying Talo Matar is appropriate all year round, because we live in a place where they want rain all the time, not like Eretz Yisrael. But Baruch Ha'inu is for Eretz Yisrael. In the Bracha, that's for the din of a tzibur, which is Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he used to say it in Shema Ha'inu. How could he say Saint Talamata without Mashiach Baruch? So either perhaps he said Morei Atal to be Yotib in the Eved, or perhaps he held that that's only a din by Mashiach Baruch, because it has a din in Eretz Yisrael. You shall live. So then, that's why you have to. That depends on Eretz Yisrael, no matter what. It only depends on Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if it's not time in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to say it. However, that depends where you are, and therefore Rav Chaim's minig was to, and I think Rav Salavejik himself followed the minig of his grandfather Rav Chaim, to say V'sein Talo Matar in his private Shmoneh Esrei in the Bracha of Shema Koleno.